At the UN today, President Obama vilified that anti-Islam video that sparked violence overseas, but gave a full-throated defense of American values that protect it. He began his speech at the UN talking about Ambassador Chris Stevens, who was killed by militants in Benghazi, Libya, noting the values Stevens stood for, such as freedom of speech, also protect hateful speech.
As president of our country and commander-in-chief of our military, I accept that people are going to call me awful things every day. And I will always defend their right to do so.
Let's get a review of a day in which President Obama's opponent, Mitt Romney, also spoke in New York. Scott Wilson covers the White House for The Washington Post. He's at the UN. So, Scott, how did the president do? How did his words hit, maybe internationally, but also domestically?
I thought the president spoke forcefully. You summed it up well. He really did spell out a defense of American interests in the Arab Middle East and North Africa, strong sense of American values. And this is where the domestic politics comes in, which he's been attacked by Mitt Romney for not promoting enough in American foreign policy. He made very clear in his speech today that such values as freedom of speech, and really used Chris Stevens as a character in his speech, and an embodiment of self-government and human rights.
I was going to jump in to say that he's also been criticized by Mitt Romney for apologizing for American values. Did the president maybe assuage, or at least address that by going after extremists?
I think you're right in saying that. There was no apology in the speech today, and the claim that he apologizes too much has been debunked somewhat. But yes, he, by going after extremists, by holding up values, democratic values, and assuring the audience that the United States is not retreating from those values as much of the world changes and tries to transition toward democracy, that the United States isn't going away from defending those values. I think he made that case as strongly as he ever has at the UN, for sure, and in any speech I can remember.
Yeah. The president also said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should step down, and noted that the Arab world should be protesting the violence in that country instead of protesting the video. Let's listen.
In Syria, the future must not belong to a dictator who massacres his people. If there is a cause that cries out for protest in the world today, peaceful protest, it is a regime that tortures children.
What was the reaction to that?
The reaction was silence, but there was no doubt that the president was holding a mirror up and wanted to make clear that a video that he called crude and disgusting should not be generating the kind of violence against Americans or anyone that he's seen, and that there are far more serious crimes taking place right in their own backyards, and turn their attention there. Yeah.
Well, the president also addressed, as a president must, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Let's listen to a little of that portion.
Among Israelis and Palestinians, the future must not belong to those who turn their backs on the prospect of peace. Let us leave behind those who thrive on conflict, those who reject the right of Israel to exist. The road is hard, but the destination is clear: a secure Jewish state of Israel and an independent, prosperous Palestine.
And again, Scott, what was the reaction? And is there a sense that, you know, he was speaking directly to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran, who said this week that Israel is sort of a blip on, you know, history's a blip in history as opposed to Iran?
Yeah, I believe he was, and often does at this forum here each year. The reaction again to that was silence. He got applause a few times, one of which after a strong, you played the clip of his defense of being called awful things and American right to keep saying so. But yeah, it felt a little obligatory, the comments about Israel and the Palestinian conflict today. But as always, it did fit with this theme of eliminating extremism and trying to get to solve some of these problems that continue to exist.
Well, the president also spoke about the possibility of nuclear Iran. He said, make no mistake, it's not a challenge that can be contained. It would threaten the security of Israel. He addressed that. But I'm wondering, going back to the first line in his last clip that we heard, he said, among Israelis and Palestinians, the future must not belong to those who turn their backs on the prospect of peace. There was a whiff of a reference to Mitt Romney there and his recent comments on that leaked tape that he didn't think that there could be peace in the region. I'm just wondering, did you hear any sort of domestic messages?
I think you're right to be that sensitive to it, and certainly it did bring up the videotape that was made with Mitt Romney saying that there really is not much of a chance for a two-state solution. I think that the whole speech, to some degree, could fit into a domestic politics frame, in that freedom and standing up for American values has been the thing that Romney and other conservatives have most criticized this president for. And the speech today really was the strongest defense of those and American interests and how they fit into American interests and buttress American interests that I've heard from him.
Well, let's just briefly, though, do a little bit of politics, because the president is also speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York today. Earlier this morning, Mitt Romney spoke there. He also mentioned the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens in Libya and said events in the Middle East are spiraling out of control.
We somehow feel that we're at the mercy of events rather than shaping events.
And so obviously, you know, two different takes on how America's foreign policy is going. We know the president still leads Mitt Romney on foreign policy in the polls, but his approval rating has slipped from 54% last month to 49% this month, according to a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. So, I mean, it's just one day, but did this one day in your mind shift anything?
I'm not sure it shifted anything, but I think it did bring into focus a little bit more where these two men are with foreign policy. Obama has always been very careful, and did so again today, to say America is not going to dictate events overseas. He does believe the United States is shaping events, and held Chris Stevens up as someone who was shaping events overseas. Mitt Romney has a different sense of American force and the way to speak about American force. And I think that that's what we heard a little bit at the Clinton Global Initiative from him. And so I think that you do see, again, a sense of where America, how America should be leading in that region, what will be most appealing to people in that region when they hear an American leader speak. Yeah. Will it be a declaration of American force and strength and sort of desire to more fully dictate and shape events than maybe possible, or the more humble tone that Obama has struck and been criticized for over the past few years?
Scott Wilson of The Washington Post at the UN today. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.